Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Nadine Medina for Eric.
Hi, this is Eric.
Hi, Eric. It's Nadine. How are you? Are you still working?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
No, I'm not.
I'm good. Oh, okay. All right. So I got your email. So you guys are ready?
Yeah, we're ready to move
forward. Awesome. So are we going to create, who's going to be the primary? Both you and Derek, or do you want someone to be the primary contact? Like, I'm saying, like, in general with us, if we have updates or what have you, who do you prefer to be contacted first?
Yeah, I guess me or Derek, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I mean, I'll be the first one on charge.
And then Derek will be authorized too. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
What's your Eric, you spell it E-R-I-C, right?
Correct.
And what's your last name?
Fernie, F-U-R-N-E-Y.
Okay. And then Derek, his is D-E-R-K. Is that how he spelled it?
D-E-R-E-K.
E-K. Okay. And then what's his last name?
Waters. W-A-T-E-R-S.
Okay. For some reason, I thought you guys were brothers.
No, thank God.
Or just best friends, right?
Yeah, correct.
Almost brothers.
Yeah, pretty much.
I hear you. I know that. I feel like that with my best friends, so.
Yeah.
And then now the best email for you guys, okay, is going to be the eastsidestoneworks@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then your best contact phone number is this one, the 401-384-0392.
That's the business line. I also got a personal line. It all goes
to the phone. Okay. What number do you prefer for us to call when we're trying to get in contact with you?
The business line.
Okay. And you can also get text messages on that number too?
Correct.
Okay. I hear the little ones are home, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Aw. How many do you have?
Twin boys that are one, and then I got a little girl that's three.
No way. Your poor wife. She's got her hands full.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, twin boys. Are they identical?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. You know what? I think it would be so hard for me to tell which one's which.
Yeah, I think it's a little different for the parents. I mean, really.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, my aunt, she, at the beginning, I guess, well, she always put, like, a little bracelet or something to kind of identify which one was which. But, oh, well, God bless them. How cute. Okay, let me see here. Hi there. All right. Oh, that's her name? That's such a pretty name.
Thank you.
That's a common name.
Wow, no,
too many Sophias. Where you verified the business, Eric, was it at the 8 Barbers Court?
Correct.
Okay.
West Warwick, Rhode Island.
Yes. Okay. And I just want to make sure that doesn't show on your Google business profile. Nope, that's good. Okay, perfect. Now, real quick, on your Google business profile, you guys were running the Google ads before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever go in there to stop the ads?
Not yet. That was one of my questions. Are you guys going to be able to do that, or am I'm supposed to do that?
You're
going
to need to go in there and do that because it's
because
it was set up by you, so I recommend that
That's
you do that.
That's not a problem. Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. You'll add us on as managers so we can handle the listing and everything else. But the Google ads that you're currently running, we can't go in there and stop them because we're going to run the ads through our system. So you
want to
make sure
I'll take care of them.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, and then I do show that the profile only reads as Eastside Stoneworks. The LLC does not show on there, correct?
Yeah, that's fine.
Stoneworks is one word. Okay.
Yeah. Eastside, one word. Stoneworks, one word.
Yep. All right. Awesome. So let me just update that for me. Okay. All right. Let's start going over some notes first before we start doing the billing. I kind of want to get those taken care of. So let me go here. How's the weather over there right now?
Cold.
I bet. We've been having, like, well, our storms are nothing compared to your storms, you know, basically. But, yeah, we've been having a lot of rain out here. And
yeah.
When we have rain, especially the first rains, it's like no one in California knows how to drive in the rain, you know. Everybody wants to go 80.
Yeah, of course.
Crazy. And then it's like you got all this flooding because, of course, people don't know how to pick up their trash. I'm going to put Derek as your partner on here, or put him as second owner.
Yeah,
so
that's fine.
They know. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Licensed and insured? Or in the process
yes.
of any of that? Okay.
Nope. At fully licensed and insured.
Let's talk about some of the keywords and services.
Okay.
So let me go here. And this is just so that way my technicians know where to start from.
Yeah.
So obviously the brick and stone, I'm going to name off some and you let me know if there's something that does not apply. Brick or stone, tuck pointing, brick and stone flatwork repair, brick and stone fireplace installation, fireplace repair service, commercial brick, whether
yeah.
it's the stone tuck pointing or the flatwork, commercial chimneys and fireplace inspections, clean inspect wood burning stoves or pellet stoves, chimney cleaning and inspection. Do those
yeah.
all apply? Beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I want to do also ones like chimney repair near me, chimney companies near me, chimney sweep
yep.
near me, things like that.
Let me put that. Okay, and then your hours of operation currently shows 24 hours.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. How far do you typically target? Like
Connecticut, Mass, and Rhode Island.
And those are all pretty close distance, right?
Yeah, they're not too far.
It's probably like for me over here, it would probably be more like what I would consider our counties that are close to each other.
Yeah.
Even though for you guys, they're state, but in California, because like, especially where I'm at in SoCal, I would kind of picture it as more of counties for us. That's like the distance of them. Let me see
yeah.
here. Do you prefer when we communicate with you, phone calls, text messages, emails,
yes.
all three, phone and text?
No. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay. And then let me put here, great job, I have to say, on your Google reviews.
Oh, thank
107.
You.
I'm like, that's amazing. And 5 stars, mind you. That
yeah,
is so
thank
good.
You. My wife can't believe it either. It's crazy.
Really? Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I've seen, you know, I'll see people with a lot of reviews but, you know, that might be, you know, like a 4 or whatever, and it'll like mess up their 5 stars. They'll be like a 4
like
point whatever.
Yeah.
But you guys have done an excellent job.
Thank you.
So, hard work pays off. And then I'm putting here your Facebook link. Your Facebook and your Instagram, they're linked together, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay, beautiful. So, you know, we don't do anything on Instagram, but remember, as long as your pages are linked, when we run the Facebook ads, those are going to also show up on Instagram, too, because when you post on your Instagram, it goes to your Facebook and vice versa. So I'm
yeah.
glad you have them linked. And then I know that you guys already have your own website. Listen, we're not going to go in there and start changing up your website. It looks great, by the way.
Thank you.
And it loads up quickly. And I always want to point that out because I've seen some websites that it's like, oh my gosh, it takes forever to load. So you guys have done a great job on that as well. So let me let them know you have your own website. And then here's your URL. We're not going to tinker with it. It's just always making sure it's attached.
Okay. What are you doing?
Those notes down. Okay. Now, Eric, so the package that we talked about, just to kind of review it with you once more, okay?
Yeah.
The monthly is $599. There's going to be a one-time $99 setup fee, which is going to be part of that initial investment, so it's $698, right? The monthly after that is going to be $599. That price won't change. Only time it would change is if you said, hey, I want to allocate more money to Google Ads or Facebook Ads, then you pay the difference.
Well, let me just write this down 1 second.
Yeah.
So the initial is how much?
$698.
So and then every month after that is $599.
Yes.
Oh, $599.
Yeah, $599. Now, we'll always ask you to stick it out 3 months. We call it a 3-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. Okay. You can cancel at any time. We're not going to hold you hostage here. Okay? If you were to cancel before the 90 days, okay, then there will be some sort of early termination fee if it's before the 90 days. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. The card that you're going to be using, is it in your name, the business name? Is it in both?
Business name.
Business name. Is your name on it anywhere on there?
Yeah, my name's on it.
Okay, just Eric Fernie, or is there like a middle initial on there?
Let's see. Hold on.
I want more.
Get more. Yeah, Eric Fernie.
Okay. Same billing address?
Yep.
Okay. And how does the company name read on there? Just Eastside Stoneworks?
Let me just see if it's the same billing address. Let's see the billing address different.
Okay.
It's gonna be at Sarah's residence. So 7 Babcock.
7 Babcock?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
1 second.
Okay.
BABCOCK Road.
Uh-huh.
Sterling, Connecticut.
What city, I'm sorry?
Sterling, Connecticut.
Oh, Sterling. Do you know the zip code there by chance?
Yeah, it's 06377.
Okay, perfect. And is that Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And you said it does have just Eastside Stoneworks on it, or is the LLC on there too?
Where's that? Let me see. Eastside Stoneworks LLC.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the car number whenever you are.
It's 4847.
Mm-hmm.
3803.
Okay.
7579.
Mm-hmm.
8936.
Expiration month and year.
0227.
And the CVV code on the back.
585.
Okay. Before I process this payment, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. And it's because I have you at the discounted pre-agreement. It's going to outline our service agreement, but it's also an added form of protection for you that we send in writing along with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through it, Eric, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me and say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I'll rephrase it for you. I'll go back and explain it and then rephrase it. I want to make sure you have a clear and firm understanding before I process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I am going to go ahead and turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it reads on the first page of Google.
We are qualified.
East Side Stonewall.
Thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
Eric James Fernie, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get calls as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages,
yes,
and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to text you right now our customer service phone number, okay? So you will have a point of contact as well, an account manager, and then a team that's going to be dedicated to your account. Whenever you have updates, changes, questions, concerns, you're going to call this 877 number. Give me 1 second. I'm going to text it to you. Please save that number in your contacts under Local Splash. Okay? Let me know when you receive that text.
Yeah, I got it.
Beautiful. Now, also keep in mind that if our customer service calls you, they're going to call you from that number. And always allow up to 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. Okay?
Yeah.
As a result of increased visibility, I want you to be advised, Eric, you might receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. In
yeah,
fact,
we
I'm going to provide, I bet, I'm going to actually provide a security question to verify that the call is actually coming from us, from Local Splash and not another company. You can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
Can I just do like my daughter's name or is that?
Those would be the three options. Mother's maiden name, which would be her last name before she got married, the city that you were born
yeah,
in.
Yeah, just
your
do
first
that one.
Name.
The first
which
one.
Which one? The first one? Mother's maiden name? What was her last
yep.
name before she got married?
J-E-R-E-M-I-A-H.
So Jeremiah? Okay.
Yep.
So let's say you get a call, right, and you're not sure if it's actually us calling. Ask, what's my security question? If they refuse to give it to you, disconnect the call. If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? Now, also, just to kind of explain to you as well, an example, okay? Several of my clients get calls by a company called Yelp. You're probably familiar with them. Basically, they offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls, and let's say you're interested in Yelp, give us a call because we can offer you a discount. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay.
And just to kind of explain what this means anyways, we're not saying you can't do other marketing, but what we're saying is before you do, give us a call to let us know first so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as part of our verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include business license, proof of insurance, and any other recommended documents for Google Business, okay, for verification. We like to be proactive and have these things on hand. We do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays on your account, or it could suspend the account with us, okay? Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 18th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $698. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payment will automatically renew on the 18th day in the amount of $599. Okay, so it's every 18th of each month. This is okay. A monthly recurring payment. You may
every
18th. Every 18th, yeah, is your billing date. Now,
okay. You
may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number I texted you to say, 877-635-6225. Make
okay.
sure that you speak with a live representative, okay, in order for you to cancel. Make sure, okay, just so you know, as a reminder, if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply.
Correct.
To prevent the charges for the next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
At least 3 business days?
3 business days, yes. So, like, let's say, for example, the 18th, right?
No, I get it.
It were to land on a Sunday, I would call 3 business days before. Okay?
Yeah. All right.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. We're almost done. I probably only need like 5 minutes and then we'll be all set. I know you got your hands full there. So, okay, let me do this. I'm going to update the package right now and then I'll process the payment. How does your schedule look, Eric, for tomorrow for your client interview? Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to block out an hour actually and schedule an appointment with one of my technicians, but I want to make it at a time that's going to actually be convenient for you. So what time works best for you?
Probably around tomorrow. This time, 5 o'clock.
Around this time would be good? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take a look and see what I have here. Let's see. Let me go over here. So let me see. So say like around 6:30 maybe or 6 or 6:30 would work for you.
Sorry, 6 o'clock would work best.
6 o'clock? Okay. Let me take a look here and see what's on the calendar. Tomorrow's the 19th. So let's see. You're going to start getting a couple of emails and text messages too. Okay, 6 o'clock. I got one right here. Okay, perfect. Let me do this. So do you get a lot of spam calls?
A lot of what?
Spam calls?
I don't know. It depends on the week, honestly.
Okay. The reason that I'm asking is because part of our program, and this is how you're going to really know what calls are coming from what we're doing, okay? We're going to do a local tracking number that's going to be linked to that phone number, okay? This is how you're going to track all your calls coming from our program. If a spam call were to come in, you block it. This is how you can track even like the CRM, like what calls are converting, okay?
Okay.
So they're going to assign a tracking number, a local number, okay, that's going to be linked to that phone number. So let me do this. Okay. If you take a look at your phone or your emails, I need you to find the one. There's one that says action pictures needed, and then there's going to be one that says initial invoice. Whichever one you find first.
Through the email?
Yeah, we send them to both, email and text. So there's one that's going to say initial invoice. I mean, whichever one's easier for you to look.
Elijah.
We're almost done, little one. And then you can have dad. Aw. Is there anyone else that you want me to notate on the account other than Derek? That's authorized to make changes? Just you two. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm looking for a text.
Either one. I sent it to both. So there's one that'll say initial invoice.
Yep.
Okay, so you're going to go on to read towards the bottom. It'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
One second. Oh, yep.
Okay. So you're going to click on that. And now it's going to take you to a page that'll say at the top, local splash, terms of experience.
Yeah, but I just accepted it. Eliza, okay. Can you stop playing with
that
damn here?
Okay. Beautiful. All right. Now, and it probably took you to username and password, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. This is where you log in and track your results with us. So your username is your
phone
number.
Hold on one sec. Let me just write this down.
I'm going to text it to you again. You know the text message that I sent you with our phone number and our hours of operation? It has it in there. It says your username is the 401-384-0392.
Yeah.
Password is all lowercase, one word. Web, W-E-B, leads, L-E-A-D-S.
Okay.
Web leads, okay? I would suggest going in there, start logging in within 5 to 7 days to start seeing, you know, to start tracking, okay?
Is it an app I could download or?
I'm going to have the team walk you through downloading the app as well. When you talk with the technician tomorrow, I'm going to let them know to help you download an app. So this way you can track everything, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Sophia.
Now, there's another one that'll also say action pictures needed. It was another email.
One second. All right. So that login worked. Babe, he gets his stuff on his teeth and he can't get it out. Oh. So I got the other one.
Perfect. Okay, good. So that other one, we like to be proactive. So we would like for you to send us pictures of work tools, work equipment, business license, business insurance, anything that's on that list that you have that you can send us pictures, send them. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. When it comes to invoices, like if you do invoices, don't send us an invoice with your client's information on it, like a blank invoice, okay?
Yeah.
This is just what we like to have in our back office. So if for any reason Google is requiring something, we already have it. You know what I mean? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So last thing I want to share with you, tomorrow I'll send you a reminder an hour before the client interview to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour. We will call you from the 877 number. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'll be the one to call to introduce you to the technician. If I am not available when it's time to call you, they will not wait for me. They're going to proceed without me. If when we call, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes. We will call you right back.
Yeah,
starting from tomorrow, because they got to cross all the T's, dot all the I's. They got to re-verify the information I put in because they just don't take my word for it, okay? They'll go over more with you in detail on your keywords and search terms as well.
Okay.
So 5 to 7 days is the directory submission. Keep in mind those could start generating calls. 7 to 14 days, Google Ads, Facebook Ads are live. Already can start generating phone calls for you. What we always state in our terms and conditions and where it's written, we always state that 60 to 90 days is a timeline for the first page placement within the local map. And I'm going to tell you something, Eric. I've seen it many times happen sooner, but I'm going to still stick to that timeline because I'm one who likes to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay? Could happen sooner for you because you have the profiles. You're adding us on as managers. So there is that possibility. It could happen sooner, but I'll still stick to the timeline. We'll notify you, though, as these steps are being processed, okay?
Now, how do you guys figure out what you're going to run for ads and all that other shit?
The content creation, so they're going to take your input on it. Like, if there's a specific photo you want them to use, like, for the Facebook ad, or, like, let's say you want to run a promo for chimney sweeps, you know, the new season's coming, get ready, whatever. You're going to give them that input. They're going to create the ad. If you want them to send you the ad before they have it go live, let them know that. Okay?
Yeah.
Or I can notate it on there myself as well, that you would like to see the ad before it goes live. I can request that. Do you want me to put that in there?
Yeah, please.
Okay. I'm going to notate that on there that you want to be able to see the ad before it is published in case you want to change me to it. Okay. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it. I am super excited for you guys. I want to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you really for giving us the opportunity to help you. I'm super excited for you both. Did you have any other questions?
No, that's it for now.
Beautiful. And then, so you're going to actually have, remember, the team is who you reach out to whenever you got changes. We're here Monday through Friday, 10 to 7 your time, because you're 3 hours ahead of us. We're always here 7 to 4. Also, you're going to have, I believe tomorrow, your account manager is also going to introduce themselves to you. So you have like another person on your account. Okay. Like a point of contact. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, you guys have a great evening. Enjoy the family, and we'll talk with you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much for everything.
You are so welcome. My pleasure.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.